time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Holy name. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be praised. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Bless the King of Kings. Bless the Lord of Lords. He's worthy, worthy to be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Brethren, we are not in any way better than those who died. It's not because we are holier. It's not because we are more righteous. It's not because we know how to fast or we know how to pray. It's not that we obeyed God in all things. It is of the mercies of the Lord that we are not consumed. It is His faithfulness that endureth forever that has kept us here. Brethren, those who died in the Lord are already in heaven now praising God. Those of us who are here, we better praise Him now. lift your voice to him and praise the Almighty God who has preserved your life that you can even see this moment. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. In your glory, praise him. Praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise him. Praise him. In your glory, praise him. Praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Worthy. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, Father. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. Worthy to be praised. You are worthy, 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 my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, gloria, alleluia. Gloria, alleluia. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Blessed be your holy name. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Almighty God, we bless your holy name. King of kings, Lord of lords, Ancient of days, Rock of ages, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the Holy One of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the unchangeable changer. Glory be to your holy name. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Almighty God. Just some minutes to go, and we'll be in another year. On behalf of all your children here, Lord, I pray that all our problems, all our sorrows, all our sicknesses, all our diseases, all our pains, we end with this old year. On behalf of all your children, I pray that all our failures, all our barrenness, all our fruitless efforts, all our disappointments, we end with this old year. My Father, my God, I pray that before we get up from our knees, everything that is not of God in our lives would have disappeared in Jesus' name. My Father, my God, I pray that because you are both the Alpha as well as the Omega, because you can reverse the irreversible, I pray, Lord, that any appointment with death concerning any of these your children be canceled now. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah. Now, I want you to do something for me as well as for you. You're going to shake hands with 13 people. And you are going to tell them, in the year 2013, I am expecting at least 13 miracles. Go ahead, shake hands with at least 13 people. In the year 2013, I'm expecting at least 13 miracles. Major miracles, big ones. And when you've done that, then you put your hands together for the Almighty God. And then you may please be seated. God bless you. I want to talk to you very briefly tonight on preparing for a year of signs and wonders. I have the permission of my Father in heaven to tell you straight away that 2013 will be better than 2012. So how do we prepare for a year that's going to be a year of signs and wonders? Number one, start praising and worshiping God more than ever before. Praise Him for what He has done so that we can get more. Worship Him like never before so He can do for you what you are not even expecting. David said in Psalm 18, verse 1 to 3, Psalm 18, verse 1 to 3, he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. In Psalm 89 verse 1, Psalm 89 verse 1, David said, I will not just praise Him. I will sing of His mercies. He said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. He said, with my mouth will I make known His faithfulness to all generations. In the year that is coming, those who know how to praise God, how to worship Him, can get ready for signs and wonders. And when I talk about praising Him and worshiping Him, I've told some of my children recently, you can meditate quietly. You can study the Word of God quietly. You can read the Bible quietly. You can even pray quietly. But there's no way you can praise God quietly. Nobody praises God without. Nobody ever says thank you with the mouth closed. If you are going to say thank you, you will open your mouth. Yes. 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 Occasionally you see people who will say, God sees my heart. He knows I am grateful. You go and read the book of Revelations. Read the letters that Jesus wrote to the churches. There's not a single one there where he says, I know your heart. What did he say? I know your works. There are certain things that must be seen, not hidden. Praising him is a work of gratitude. It's something you must do. He said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Nobody sings with his mouth closed. You can't sing quietly. Nobody can say, I am grateful to God, and he will not witness. It's not possible. Nobody can tell how good God has been to him by keeping his mouth shut. No, no, no. You tell all generations, the Lord has been good unto me. Is anybody here tonight unto whom God has been good? Do I hear you shout a really big hallelujah to the Most High God? The choir was singing, and they got to a stage where two sisters were singing, and they were singing of the faithfulness of God, and tears came to my eyes, because I look at myself. I don't know about you, I'm talking of myself now. In what ways am I better than others? That today I'm not begging before I eat. In what ways am I better than others? That I am not wearing clothes handed down. In what ways am I better than others? That today I'm not in an asylum. In what ways am I better than others? Oh yes, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. You are preparing for the year of signs and wonders. Begin with praise. Don't wait till the pastor tells you to praise God before you praise him. You can praise God anywhere. You don't have to come to church. Some years ago, I think I was in one town in Europe, and I went for my normal prayer walk, singing, praising God as I was going on the way. And as I was returning, I saw a shop where they were selling shoes on sale, 50% reduction. And I like that kind of situation. So I branched, and I was trying to see if I can find one that will fit my legs. All of a sudden, the shop owner came to me and said, "You are singing." I didn't even know. I was just singing. He said, "You are singing." I said, "Yes." He said, "Life must be good." I said, "Yes." He said, "Why are you so happy?" I said, "Thank God for an opportunity to witness. If you know who my Savior is, if you know the one who brought me from the dunghill, if you know the one who is not allowing me to go to hell, if you know who my healer is, if you know who is my deliverer, if you know the one who has put the little money in my pocket to buy a pair of shoes, you will know why I'm singing." How many children of God are here tonight? Let me hear you shout a big hallelujah to the Almighty. So you start with praise and worship. Not quiet praise. If they say we are crazy shouting hallelujah, that's a good kind of craziness. That's a good kind of craziness. And then, number two, you can control miraculous supplies in the year that is ahead simply by putting God first. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings 17, verse 8 to 16. Elijah said to the widow, "Put me first. Do my own first." The widow said, "I know you are a man of God. I have only 1 meal left." He said, "I know. You just put that God that you say I belong to, put him first. And then let's see what will happen." She put God first. And miracles, signs, wonders began to follow. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Proverbs 3, verse 9 to 10 say, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruit of thy increase." Honor. God is not in need. Don't let anybody deceive you. God is never in need. It pains me when I hear preachers on television say, "We're in desperate need. If you don't do something, we will..." Oh, no, 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 no. Not my God. My God is so rich that in his city, the road is paved with gold. Not coltar, gold. That's my God. It can command flour to keep multiplying. It can command oil to keep flowing. That's my God. My God is a God of signs and wonders. Put him first. Honor him with your first fruit and see signs and wonders. I said to one of my daughters, we were just joking, and I said, "Suppose I say to you, I'm coming to your house for lunch on Sunday." We were just joking. She spun round. "We're joking. I didn't say I'm coming. I just said suppose." And she began to turn around as if to say, "I've already said I'm coming." I said, "What will you do?" When she stopped turning around, I said, "What will you do?" She said, "I will prepare chicken. I will prepare turkey. I will prepare guinea fowl. So whichever fowl you want to eat, you get fowl. Then I will get bush meat. I will get fresh fish. I have only one stomach." He said, "It doesn't matter." I said, "Where will you get the money for that kind of thing? Because I know I have a rough idea how rich she is. Don't let me say how poor." She said, "If you say you are coming to my house on Sunday, if I don't have the money, I will borrow it." After you have gone, I will settle that one. I said, why? He said, I just want to honor my daddy. So I asked her, how much do you give to God in an offering? Honor the Lord. The general overseer is here today, is gone tomorrow. The Almighty God is around forevermore. The general overseer can pray for you. Only God can answer the prayers. The general overseer sees only what God allows him to see. God sees all things. The general overseer, it doesn't matter what you think about him. He sleeps once in a while. But God never sleeps. He never slumbers. Do I hear somebody shout hallelujah to the Almighty God? Befriend God. Put him first. Honor him with your first fruit. Remove every trace of curse from your life. Pay your tithe. And watch him open windows of heaven. He's a God of signs and wonders. Let him get rid of devourers for you. All those things you spent money on in 2012 that you should not have spent money for. In the year that is coming, in the mighty name of Jesus, you won't waste a single naira. Preparing for signs and wonders. Number three, don't keep quiet in the year that is coming. Tell him your needs. Tell him. Oh, but he knows. I know he knows. Tell him all the same. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19 to 22. 2 Kings 2, verse 19 to 22. The men of Jericho had kept quiet for a long time, and they continued to groan under a curse. But one day they woke up. A new year began for them. They cried to Elisha. They said, sir, if you look at our town, you would think everything is okay. It is not. They told him, we are pretending. We have problems. In the coming year, don't pretend. Don't pretend to God. Tell him exactly how things are. Say, Almighty God, this is my problem. Help me. And he will help you. I say, he will help you. I've told you, some of you who are old, you will remember. I told you the story when I was teaching on that topic years ago. I went to visit an uncle of mine to spend a week with him and his wife, real Oyibo kind of woman, saw me as tall as I am, young, hungry. It was time to eat and he gave me pounded yam just about my fist. Ah. I would have kept quiet if I was going to be there for one day. And I'm going to be here for 1 week. I don't want to die of hunger. I called her. I said, excuse me, ma. Am I welcome here? She said, yes. Are you sure? She said, yes. Then go and bring me more food. Bring me more food. She went into the bedroom. I didn't know what she told her husband. I can hear the laughter. It didn't matter. She came out and gave me more pounded yam. This year, coming year, don't keep quiet. Tell God how things are. Do I hear you say amen? In 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7, the widow of the son of the prophet had been groaning under death for a long time. Every time they saw her, sister, how are you? Oh, praise the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, And one day the creditors came and they said, you don't pay our money tomorrow, we will sell your sons. That day they said, sister, how now? She said, all is not well. I'm in trouble. And she ran to Elisha and said, help me. The day she cried out, that was the day her problem was solved. Tell your neighbor, don't keep quiet in the coming year. But as you cry to him, make sure you are ready to obey him to the letter. Because when that widow cried unto Elisha, Elisha said, listen to me. Do what I tell you. Number one, go back home. Number two, go to your neighbors and borrow empty vessels. Number three, borrow not a few. Number four, shut the door on yourself and your children. Number five, begin to pour oil into the empty vessels. Number six, put aside that which is full. And then number seven, after she came to testify, he said, now you can go and sell, pay your debt, and eat of the rest. In the coming year, don't just pray. You must be ready to obey God to the letter. John 15:16 says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Is anybody here chosen of God? Listening to me, are you sure? I say, I have chosen you that you will go, bear fruit, and your fruit will remain. Then, anything you ask, he said, be done. Next year, you must witness. You must win souls. You must follow them up. Don't just win them and leave them alone. Follow them up until they become established. Preparing for signs and wonders. Number four, control the fullness of your joy. You can control it. You can make sure your joy is full. John 16:24 says, hitherto you have asked me nothing. Ask till your joy be full. I was sharing with some ministers of God, and they were trying to argue with me when I told them, God answers prayers. They said, yes, they agree with that. I said, God answers all prayers. They said, no. And I laughed. They said, they are afraid and God didn't. I said, no. You stop praying before the answer came. And the reason you stop praying is because you had an alternative. People like me, we have no alternative. I have nowhere else to go. I have no helper except God. Only God can help me. Only God. A member of the congregation has a problem. He runs to the pastor. When the pastor cannot handle the matter, he refers it to the general overseer. To whom will general overseer refer the case? God, I have no alternative. I have nowhere else to go. So it is like, I won't let you go unless you bless me. That must be your attitude for the coming year. You pray until your joy is full. Just hold on. Those of us who have come to Jesus, we have come to the last bus stop. What do I call it? So once you know you are not going anywhere else, there's nowhere else to go. Whoa, hold on. When that woman came, I said, Lord, help me. My daughter is grievously vexed of the devil. The Bible says Jesus didn't answer her a word. She didn't go. She kept crying. The apostle said, hey, Lord, send this woman away. She's too noisy. She didn't move. Jesus said, I'm not sent but unto the lordship of the house of Israel. No problem. You can tell me who you are sent to. I'm not going. Jesus said, I cannot give the bread of children to dogs. He said, I agree. I'm a dog, but I'm not going. Because nobody else can solve my problem. I decree to every one of you here tonight, in the year that is coming, your joy shall be full. But let me give you a secret, and I pray that God will let you understand that I'm talking to you out of a heart full of love. When I was studying 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 17, 2 Kings 4, verse 8 to 17, And those of you who know me, you know I spent more than 3 years studying Elijah. Then I started studying Elisha because I found Elisha is even superior. And so when I was studying Elisha and I came to this passage, I got a secret that was difficult to share because it can be misunderstood. And the secret is, select a man of God that you know is truly a man of God. And then addict yourself to blessing him. Just keep on blessing him, blessing him, blessing him. One day, his God, not the man, his God will say, all right, let me say thank you on behalf of my servant. That's what happened. Because when God told Elisha, ask this woman, you have been eating her food, sleeping on her bed, ask her what's her need. The reaction of Elisha was, how can she have a need? She's a great woman. That's what the Bible called her, great. You know you can be great and be unfulfilled. And when Elisha said, woman, what do you need? The woman said, I have no need. I'm acquainted with the king, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces is my friend. I don't need anything. I'm living among my own people. Elisha said to God, didn't I tell you? She's a great woman. She needs nothing. And God said, no. She needs something. It was a pressure from the Holy Spirit that caused Elisha to say, let's find out. What is it? Let's do research. Can you imagine? When a man of God begins to ask you, how can I help you? Instead of you saying, I need help. And finally, they discover, she's barren. Elisha said, glory be to God. At least there's something money cannot buy. And she said to her, woman, 9 months from now, you will have a son. The woman said, man of God, don't deceive me. I don't believe you. That should have settled the matter. She should have died barren. But it is the God of Elisha that is in action now. The God of Elisha said, whether she believes or not, faith or no faith, doubt or no doubt, you have spoken. It is already established. I decree to somebody here tonight, in the year that is coming, your joy shall be full. Pick a man of God and addict yourself to blessing him. Just keep on blessing him. It doesn't mean that he has any need. Elisha told the woman, when the woman said, come and eat in my house, he told the woman, I don't need your food. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Bible said the woman compared him. Whether you need what I want to give you or not, I'm going to bless you. And then she kept on blessing until her joy became full. Number 5. I'm going to start with that one so that we will be able to enter the new year without me preaching. Do you know you can control your weather? If you stay close to the Almighty God, you can decide when it rains and when the sun shines. You can control dry season. You can control wet season. You can control a situation so that for the rest of your life, you don't even know what is called dryness. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. 1 Kings 17, verse 1. Elijah said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. That's the secret. He said, there will be no rain, no dew until I call for it. The power to control the weather belongs to the one who will spend time before God. I'm saying this with all humility. Anytime I travel to these cold countries, Because I don't like cold at all. I always tell my daddy before I leave home, it is winter there now, but can we do something about it, please? And he has always done something about it. Always. Always. I remember once, I went to London in January. I didn't tell anybody I was coming. I just wanted to go quietly, do the work I wanted to do quietly, and then return to Nigeria quietly. I didn't want anybody to disturb me. After I've been in the house for 2 hours, the phone rang. And I was wondering, who is ringing the phone? Maybe my wife is calling from Nigeria. So I picked up the phone. It was the old phone, not the one you can see the number. And it was one of my daughters in London. She said, I said so. The weather changed dramatically. It means my daddy is in town. She said, I said so. This sudden change from winter to summer in January can only happen because my daddy is in town. You didn't tell me, but I know. Now, that's ordinary physical weather. You can control your financial weather. You can control any weather at all. The secret is, as the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand. Learn to spend time before God in the coming year. Don't just wake up and hurry to work. No, no, no. Ask the people in my house. Before anybody steps out of that house, it must have been before God for 1 hour. I would have been there with them. We would have praised God. We would have gone through open heavens. We would have prayed 1 hour before anybody steps out. Which means they must have woken up before that 1 hour, taking their bath, get ready for the 1 hour before God. That's not to talk about my own. At least those are for the children. In the year that is coming, spend time before God. And you know what? When you do that, He will renew your strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. No matter how hard you work, you won't grow tired. No matter the various assignments, because let me assure you of one thing. In the year that is coming, there will be many open doors. Now, open doors means more business. It means more action. And it means you are going to need more strength. You gain more strength waiting on the Lord than swallowing vitamin pills. I don't take vitamin supplements, whether you believe it or not. I know how many hours I sleep in a day. If I tell you, it may frighten you. I know the amount of work I have to do, but I know the solution. I spend time with God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This shall be a year of signs and wonders to you in Jesus' name. It is one thing to enter into a new year. It is another thing to have a brand new beginning. There are many people who have moved from one year to another, carrying the same problem, the same frustrations, the same failures. The man at the pool of Bethesda had seen 38 new years at the same spot. It is when he had an encounter with Jesus that his new year began. Because then he had a brand new beginning. I don't want 2013 to be just a new year to you. I want it to be a new beginning. A new beginning in every sense of the word. A new beginning of joy. A new beginning of health. A new beginning of prosperity. A new beginning of progress. A new beginning of anointing. A new beginning of a closer walk with God. That's why right now, if there's anyone here who has not yet surrendered his or her life to Jesus, I'm not talking about just coming to church now. I'm talking about somebody who will say, for the rest of my life, whatever you want, oh God, that's what I will do. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of submission that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about those who will argue with God as to whether I should do this or I should not do that. I'm not talking about those who say to God, God should understand that I'm a human being now. A human being cannot but sin. That's not the kind of people I'm talking to. I'm not talking to those who want to look at the Bible when it has stated clearly, this is what you want to, you should do, and they begin to twist it. That's not the kind of people I'm talking to. I'm talking to those who want to say, Lord, from now on, whatever you say, that's my law. These are the people who have a new beginning. Everything will become new. I still remember my wife and I were discussing some days ago, and we're referring to one of our disciples, one of the women she brought up. She will come to mommy and say, mommy, you are the one who said I should stop fighting with my husband. My wife will say, you are a new creature now, and your Lord is Prince of Peace. New, everything new, everything new. So those who want to really surrender their lives to Jesus, who want to stop pretending that they are Christian, but they want to be real, true, thoroughbred Christian, born again, inside and out. I want to give you an opportunity. I want to pray for your salvation before we go to the other prayers that we must pray tonight. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, come quickly. I will count from 1 to 7. Because I can see you are quite many here tonight. So if you want to come quickly. I'm counting now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. As you come, begin to pray. Begin to talk to Jesus. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to give you a brand new beginning. 6. Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Talk to him now. Ask him to please save your soul. Cleanse you in his blood. Give you a brand new beginning. Brand new beginning in every facet of your life. Promise him that you will obey him from now on. He will be your Lord. He will be your Savior. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. And then the rest of us, please, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them. Let's intercede for them that the Lord who saved our own souls will save their souls also. Let's pray that the Lord will be merciful unto them and the Lord will cleanse them in his blood. Tell the Lord, save my soul. Give me a new beginning. I'm tired of a life of sin. I want to begin to live for my God. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Have mercy on me. Forgive all my sins. Give me a brand new beginning, O Lord. A brand new beginning. I want to serve you, my Father, my God. I want to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Yes, keep coming. Keep coming. It's not too late. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. You're welcome. I'll wait 30 seconds for you. Oh, Savior, have mercy. Not just a new year, but a brand new beginning, Lord. That's what I'm asking for. Brand new beginning in every facet of my life. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, materially. Give me a brand new beginning, oh Lord. Save my soul. Cleanse me in your blood. Hurry up now. 10 seconds to go. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we want to bless your holy name for your word. Thank you for speaking to us like this special night. Thank you for these, your children, who have come forward to surrender their lives to you. Thank you for your promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They have come now, Father. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls, forgive their sins, cleanse them in your blood in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. Give them a brand new beginning from now on in Jesus' name. And the grace to serve you to the end, give to them in Jesus' name. From now on, anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. I pray that in your kingdom, none of them will be found wanting. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward. You are the first fruit of the new year. Congratulations. And I want to promise you that by the grace of God, from now on, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. So if you will turn to your left, you will see a man there waving a piece of wood. Please follow him. He will take you to where some pastors are waiting. They will collect the information I want, and they bring you back very quickly. So begin to go now. Congratulations. Congratulations. Thank you, those of you who are clapping for Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Go and put down your names, your address, and your prayer requests so that I have something to work on when I want to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, keep clapping. The Lord will renew your strength as you clap. As you celebrate Jesus by clapping, you will be celebrated. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please be seated and write down your prayer points, because we are going to start this new year just practicing what we've just learned. We spend quality time in his presence, praying, worshiping, and thanking him. So prayer points number one. Praise him for all that he has done for you in the past. Worship him for who he is, the Almighty, the Sovereign God, the God of signs and wonders. Thank him that the devil has lost the battle over you. If the devil has his way, you won't see this new year, but he has failed. Thank God for that. And then number two, you will say, Father, please forgive me for cheating you in the past, in tithes and offerings, in giving you my first fruit, in witnessing, winning souls. I will repent and restitute I will repent and restitute. Please forgive me for all the ways I've cheated you in the past, whether in my tithe and offering, whether it is in giving you my first fruit, whether it is in witnessing and winning souls, in all areas in which I've cheated you in the past, forgive me. I will repent and restitute. That's number two. Number three, Father, this year I will honor you and put you first in all things. Therefore, bless me beyond measure. Father, this year I will honor you and put you first in all things. Therefore, bless me beyond measure. Number four. Father, this year, I will obey you to the letter. I will obey you to the letter. Therefore, answer all my prayers by fire. Answer all my prayers by fire. Number five. Father, I will bless your servants continuously. Let my cup of blessings overflow. I will bless your servants continuously. Let my cup of blessings overflow. Number six, Father, I will spend more time with you this year. Let my joy be full and my testimonies complete. Let my joy be full and my testimonies complete. Number seven, Father, don't let me know dry season ever again in my life, in my finances, in every facet of my life. No more dry season. And then number eight, we want to pray for those who are precious to you, that this will be a happy new year for them. Number nine, please pray for the general overseer and wish him whatever you wish yourself. And then number 10, your own special request. The altar is open. If you want to come, you can come. I will let you pray for just about 45 minutes because of time. And then we have the final blessing. And you can pray whichever way you want, kneeling down, standing up, sitting down, lying flat on your face. Busy new year. Go and talk to the Almighty God. Start by praising Him, by worshiping Him, by thanking Him, and then make your petitions known unto Him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Almighty God will answer all your prayers. He will answer your prayers by fire. He will forgive all your sins. In this new year, He will give you many open doors. He will give you good health. He will give you strength. He will grant you favor. This year, like never before, God will support you. God will promote you. Your cup of blessing will overflow. Your joy will be full. Your testimonies will be complete. There will be no dry seasons for you. The Almighty will defend you. He will fight your battles for you. You will never know failure again. You will never know defeat again. There will be no more fruitless efforts in your life. Whatever you start this year shall be completed. It shall be well with you. You will serve the Lord. He will answer your prayer by fire. And he will draw you closer to himself. This year you will suffer no loss. In your entire family, there will be no sorrow. So shall it be. God will use you for his glory. And all those who are precious to you, God will bless them. This will be a happy new year for all of you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Jesus. If you receive that, let me hear you shout hallelujah. So we return to our seats quickly and then take down the following words of prophecy. Number one, he said, no matter the darkness around you, your star will shine brighter. No matter the darkness around you, your star will shine brighter still. Also for individuals, number two, God says, he will speak peace to your storm. So if there's any individual that is passing through some storms, that's good news for you. Number three, he said certain individuals have been stagnated for a while. He asked me to tell such people that the reasons for your stagnation will become known, will be addressed, and will be eliminated. Reasons for stagnation will become known, addressed, and eliminated. And he said, therefore, progress will follow. Number four, he says, for certain individuals in many senses of the word. In many senses of the world, this year will be a year of completeness. That's all I'm allowed to tell individuals at this stage. As for Nigeria, number one, he says the prayers of some of you, because not everybody prayed, he said the prayers of some of you minimized deaths of prominent Nigerians in the last year. It is your prayers that minimized the death of prominent Nigerians last year. And so he said, don't stop praying. You will remember at the beginning of the year, last year, he told us to pray for prominent Nigerians so that those who saw the beginning of the year would see the end. And when you look at the number of prominent Nigerians that died in 2012, you will know what we are talking about. He says, don't stop praying. Number two, still talking about Nigeria, he said, before the middle of the year, many will say, hope rising. Number three, and I think this is principally for those in authority, he says, learn from disasters of 2012 and take precautions soonest to avert bigger ones. Learn from disasters of 2012 and take precautions soonest to avert bigger ones. I assume that means if you have to clear gutters, if you have to drench rivers, take precautions soonest, so that the disasters of this year may not be bigger than that of last year. International one, the law says prominent world leaders need lots of prayers so as not to die in office. Prominent world leaders need lots of prayers so as not to die in office. Number two, he says prominent church leaders all over the world need prayers against planned scandals. Prominent church leaders need prayers against planned scandals. Number three, he says weather conditions may get worse, much worse, unless prayers intensify. Weather conditions may get worse, much worse, unless prayers intensify. Number four, he said we should expect a major breakthrough in medicine. Number five, he says nations who pass on holy laws will have a taste of divine fury. Nations who pass on holy laws will have a taste of divine fury. The others are for Redeemed Christian Church of God, which we will tell the people concerned at the right time. So go ahead and ask God for something special, a new year present, something that only God can give as a present for this new year 2013. If I were you, I would ask for at least 13 miracles in this new year. That would be one of my own requests. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us begin to bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Well, let's stand for the final blessing. My Father, my God, I want to thank you. Thank you for bringing us into the new year. Thank you that the devil has lost the battle. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, it is in your name that I'm asking now that new year present that your children have asked for, before they return on Friday, give it to them in Jesus' name. Father, when it is testimony time on Friday, among those who are here, my Father and my God, let there be at least 3,000 testimonies. This year, Almighty God, let us know you more. Let us love you more. Let us serve you better. Everything we need to serve you, the health, the wealth, the wisdom, the understanding, the anointing, the power, the grace, release to us now in Jesus' name. My Lord and my Savior, all those who have given you offerings today, I pray, my Father and my God, that the kind of blessing that they will say, God, this is too much, release unto them in Jesus' name. Bless their offering, O Lord. Use it for your glory. And let it be well with all of us. Even as your children will be going, go with them. On their way, let there be miracles. At home, let miracles be waiting for them. Throughout this year, let them enjoy signs and wonders. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825 or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.